What should I share this morning during the season of Thanksgiving?
当我来思想在这感恩的季节，我应当来交通什么？
And I was reminded about the Feast of Tabernacles in the Bible.
我就想到在圣经里的祝棚节。
It is a Feast of Thanksgiving.
这是感恩的季节。
So perhaps we can fellowship upon this Feast of Tabernacle to learn how to give thanks to the Lord.
也许我们就能来交通祝棚节，就来学习我们怎么样来将感谢归给神。
Let's turn to our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
请将圣经翻到《生命记》第十六章。
From verse 13 to 17.
从十三节到十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.Verse 13 to 17.
生命记十六章十三到十七节。
You shall celebrate the feast of booths 7 days after you have gathered in from your threshing floor and your wine vat, and you shall rejoice in your feast. You and your son and your daughter and your male and female servants, and the Levite and the strangers and the orphan.And the widow who are in your towns. 7 days you shall celebrate a feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God.In the place which he chooses, as the feast of unleavened bread, and at the feast of weeks, at the feast of booths. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you.
生命记十六章十三节，你把禾场的谷酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守祝棚节7日。守节的时候，你和你儿女仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇都要欢乐。在耶和华所选择的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节7日，因为耶和华你神在你一切的土产上和你手所办的事上要赐福于你，你就非常的欢乐。你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。个人要按自己的力量，照耶和华你神所赐的福分奉献礼物。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 39 to 44.
利未记二十三章三十九到四十四节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 39
利未记二十三章三十九到四十四节。
On exactly the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the first day and a rest on the 8th day. Now on the first day, you shall take for yourselves the foliage of beautiful trees, palm branches,and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall thus celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall live in booths for 7 days. All the native born in Israel shall live in booths.So that your generations may know that I had the sons of Israel live in booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the sons of Israel the appointed time of the Lord.
利未记二十三章三十九节，你们收藏了地的出产，就从7月15日起，要守耶和华的节7日，第一日为圣安息。第八日也为圣安息。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子与茂密树的枝条， 并河边的柳枝，在耶和华你们神面前欢乐七日，每年七月间要向耶和华守这节七日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。于是摩西将耶和华的节期传给以色列人。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we do thank you again as we gather before you, and we understand that it is a precious time for us to be together.
父啊，我们感谢你，让我们能聚集在你面前，让我们知道这是何等宝贵的时间，我们能在这里聚集。
Because we can gather in your presence.
因为我们可以在你的同在中。
Lord, we do treasure this time. We pray this morning you would not only give us your presence, then you give us your word.
我们是在宝贵这段时间，早晨愿你不但给你也赐给我们你的同在，也赐给我们你的话语。
Become the light to our feet this morning.
叫我们成为我们脚前的光。
So we can learn from this feast of tabernacle, how shall we live in this day?
叫我们从祝棚节来学习，我们如何来生活。
We want to commit this time into your hands.
我们要把这段时间交在主的手中。
For the speaking ones, for the translating, and for the hearing.
为讲的，为翻译的，为听的。
Apart from you, we can achieve nothing.
离了你，我们不能做什么。
Therefore, we look to you for mercy.
因此，我们仰望你，求你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣名的名祷告，阿门。
I think there are two similarities between the Feast of Tabernacles and Thanksgiving.
我想，祝棚节和感恩节有两点是相似的。
The first point they are very similar is both are a time to celebrate after harvest.
第一个相似点就是这两个节期都是在庆祝收成的季节。
And the second similarity is the purpose of both festivals are to give thanks to the Lord.
第二个相似点就是这两个节期都是要把感谢归给主。
And therefore, there are a lot to be learned from the scripture on how they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
因此，我们要从圣经上来学习他们如何来庆祝祝棚节，有许多是我们可以学习的。
In fact, the spiritual meaning in the Feast of Tabernacles are far richer than Thanksgiving.
祝棚节的属灵的意义是远远超过感恩节。
If you read the Leviticus chapter 23, you will find there are seven feasts that Moses gave to Israel.
如果你读利未记二十三章，你就看到摩西赐给以色列人七个节期。
And you may ask, what are the purpose of these feasts?
你也许会问，这些节期有什么意义呢？
And some of you may think that maybe we need the feast, we can rest a little bit throughout the year.
也许有人会说，有这些节期，我们可以在一年当中有一些安息的时候。
But if that is the sole purposes, then you need to spread the seven feasts throughout the years.
但如果那是唯一的原因，那你就要把七个节期分散在一年之中。
And if we look at those seven feasts, they're not scattered throughout the whole year.
但是你看这七个节期，它并不是分散在一年之中的。
Actually, the first three feasts are within 3 days.
这前三个节期是在三天之中。
The Passover is January 14.
这逾越节是正月十四。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread is 15.
除酵节是正月十五。
And the Feast of First Fruit is 16.
初熟节是正月十六。
So within 3 days, you used up three holidays.
所以在三天之中，你就已经用了三个节期。
All within 3 days in January.
这三个节期都在一月。
Then after 50 days, then you will have the Feast of Pentecost.
然后五十天之后，你有五旬节。
So within 53 days, you have used up all four holidays.
所以在五十三天之中，你就用了四个节期了。
Then there is a long pause, nothing happened.
然后就有一个很长的停顿，没有事情发生。
All the way to July，
一直到了七月。
It's their July, it's not our July.
这是他们的七月，不是我们的七月。
Then you have the fifth one is the Feast of Trumpet, July 1st.
然后七月一日，你就有吹角节。
Then another one, July 10th, the Day of Atonement.
然后七月十日有赎罪日。
Then another one.January 15, the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后七月十五日有祝棚节。
Within 15 days, you have another three festivals.
在十五天之内，你又有三个节期。
So obvious, the feasts were not designed to give people just a time of rest.
所以很明显的，这节期的目的并不是单单叫人得到安息。
You were not design the feast this way.
要不然就不会这样子来安排节期。
At least you will scatter the seven feasts more evenly throughout the years.
你会将七个节期能够更平均的分配在一年之中。
Like what our Chinese is doing.
像我们中国人所做的。
So we have holiday, we have spring, we have summer, we have fall, we have winter.
我们有假日，我们有春夏秋冬。
But this is not the purpose.
但这不是目的。
So what was the purpose of these feasts?
所以这些节期的目的是什么？
If you look at the seven feasts, then you can very easy to see they are two groups.
如果你看这七个节期，你就看见有两组的不同的节期。
The first four groups happen in spring.
前面四个节期发生在春天。
We call them spring feasts.
我们叫它是春天的节期。
And the last three happen in the fall.
最后三个是在秋天。
So they're called fall feasts.
因此叫秋天的节期。
And these feasts are there for a very important reason.
而这些节期是有很重要的原因。
God used this feast to reveal his plan for the ages.
神用这些节期来表明他历世历代以来的计划。
Have you attended a concert or some kind of musical play before?
你是否参加过音乐会或是一些音乐的表演？
When you attend a concert, you are given a program, a printed program.
当你参加音乐会的时候，你会得到一张印好的节目单。
And the program tells you exactly what will happen during the entire course of the concert.
而这节目单会告诉你在这音乐会中会发生会有哪些演奏。
Do you know that the seven feasts is God's program for the ages?
你知道这七个节期是神在历史是神对历史历代以来的计划是他的节目单。
Therefore, if you read, you study the feasts, you will understand what God has planned for the ages.
如果你来读这七个节期，你就知道神对这历世历代以来的计划是什么。
And the grouping were very significant.
而它的分组是非常重要的。
The gap between the fest, the feast are significant.
在这两个节期中间间隔的时间是非常有意义的。
All the four spring feasts picture something.
这前面四个春天的节期是要表明一些事。
It picture those thingsconcerning the first coming of Jesus.
是要表明主耶稣第一次来时所发生的事。
And the fourth feast picture the events surrounding the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
而后面的节期是要表明主耶稣再来的时候所发生的事。
And between the first and second coming of Jesus, this is God's plan for the universe.
在主耶稣第一次来和第二次来中间，这就是主神向着整个宇宙的所有的计划。
Therefore, if you read the Bible clearly, Bible never say that this is Israel's feast.
当你仔细来读圣经的时候，你就看到圣经没有说这是以色列人的节期。
These seven feasts are God's feasts.
这七个节期是神的节期。
This is God's appointed times.
这是神所指定的时间。
Now God has a predestined this time for those feasts.
神已经为这节期预定了时间。
And actually the word feast in Hebrew is exactly means the appointed time.
这节期在希伯来书的意义就是神所指定的时间。
Now the first The first feast, the Passover.
第一个节期是逾越节。
That's January 14th.
这是正月14号。
This is a type of our Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross.
这是主耶稣被钉在十字架上的一个样式。
And the second feast is the feast of unleavened bread.
第二个节期是除酵节。
And this is the type of Jesus was buried in the grave.
这是表明主耶稣他被埋在坟墓里。
And the third feast, the feast of first fruits, is the type of Jesus resurrected on the third day.
这第三个节期是要表明主耶稣从死里复活，第三天复活。
And 50 days after his resurrection.
而在主耶稣复活50天之后,
is the fourth feast, that is the feast of Pentecost.
就是第四个节期就是五旬节。
And this feast is the type of Holy Spirit descend upon his people.
这节期就要表明圣灵降临在他的子民身上。
So you can see very clearly now that all four spring feasts is a picture on the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以你就看见前面这四个节期就是要表明主耶稣第一次来到地上所发生的事件。
And now, after a long pause, then long waiting, then there come the fourth feast.
然后经过一个很长的停顿和等待，就来了下一个节期。
And the first one is the Feast of Trumpets.
这下面第一个节期就是吹角节。
It's supposed to be first day of the seventh month.
是7月1号。
And this is very significant time.
这是非常有意义的时间。
Because this is the day that rapture occurred.
这一天就是被提发生的事情。
This is the day those overcomers will be brought to the Lord.
这一天得胜者会被带到主的面前。
So that's the day of trumpets, feast of trumpets.
因此这就是吹角节。
Then after 10 days is the day of atonement.
然后10天之后就是赎罪日。
And it's a very solemn day for Jews because it is judgment day.
对犹太人来说这是非常严肃的日子，因为这就是审判的日子。
Because we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为我们都会站在基督审判台前。
Then 5 days later,
然后5天之后,
the Feast of Tabernacles.
祝棚节道。
Feast of Tabernacles is a type of God's kingdom on earth.
祝棚节就是表明神的国度降临在人间。
It's a type of millennium kingdoms.
这表明千禧年国度。
Therefore, you can see the seven feasts tell us the entire God's plan for the ages.
因此你可以看到这七个节期就表明神历世历代的计划。
You know, the first three feasts really should be celebrated together.
前面的三个节期应该是一起庆祝的。
And the last three feasts should all be celebrated together.
而最后三个节期也是要一起庆祝的。
Therefore, Israel has three big festivals.
因此以色列人就有三个最大的节期。
And therefore, they were asked to come to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
因此他们一年要3次到耶路撒冷。
First time is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The second time is the Feast of Pentecost. And the third time is the Feast of Tabernacles.
第一次就是除酵节，第二次是五旬节，第三次是祝棚节。
And this morning, let's focus on the last feast, the Feast of Tabernacles.
今天早晨我主要要交通第三最后一个节期就是祝棚节。
The Hebrew word for feast is Sukkot.
在希伯来文里头，这个节期就是祝棚节就是Sukkot.
And Sukkot means booth.
它的意义就是棚子。
Because the Lord asked them to build a little hut.
因为主叫他们建造一个小的棚子。
And use those branches, like palm branches, and myrtle branches, and willows branches, to build a hut.
他就 用了棕树枝，用番石榴树枝，用柳树枝来建造这个棚子。
And they will live in the hut for 7 days.
他们就在这棚中住七日。
And during those times, many Jewish families would build such a hut.
在那个时候，许多犹太人的家庭就会建造这样的棚子。
And they will actually eat the meals in the hut.
他们就在这棚子里用餐。
The hut was used to help people remember the huts Israel lived in during their 40 years in the wilderness.
这些棚子就是让以色列人能纪念他们在旷野的时候，旷野40年时住在的棚子里。
And they decorate those huts with ornaments and branches and fruits.
他们就用各种的装饰。水果果子这些来布置他们的棚子。
And the concept of this feast is rejoice.
而这节期的意义就是喜乐。
Joy is a predominant feature of the feast.
喜乐就是这个节期主要的特点。
The people were to be joyful for all that God has provided for them.
人们应当为主所供应他们的一切而喜乐。
And you should rejoice in your feast.
你在这节期当中应当要喜乐。
You will be altogether joyful.
你要一起喜乐。
And this is the difficult part.
这就是困难的一部分。
I think many of us will find some reason to be joyful.
我想我们中间很多人都会找到一些原因我们可以喜乐。
But how can we find some reason we can altogether joyful?
但我们如何找到一些原因使我们一同喜乐？
And that's the difficult part.
这就是困难的那部分。
And this Feast of Tabernacle is a corporate joy.
这祝棚节是一个团体的喜乐。
They only rejoice, they rejoice together.
他们不但喜乐，他们是一同喜乐。
Not only they can rejoice for their personal reason, they can rejoice for a corporate reason.
他们不但为他们个人的原因喜乐，他们也是为团体的原因一起喜乐。
Not only they rejoice themselves, they need to rejoice with everyone in their midst.
他们不但自己喜乐，他们也与他们中间的人一起喜乐。
Their sons, their daughters.
他们的儿子，他们的女儿。
That's already very challenging for us today.
这今天已经是很大的挑战。
You know, if we want to rejoice ourselves, we find a way to rejoice.But if I want to rejoice together with my sons and daughter, that's already a challenge.
我自己喜乐，我是可以找到原因，但是我要我与我的儿女一同喜乐，这是蛮挑战的。
But it's not finished yet. Then you have to rejoice with the servants.
然后你还要与你的仆婢一同喜乐。
You have to rejoice with the Levites.
还要与利未人一同喜乐。
How can you rejoice with Levites?
如何能跟利未人一同喜乐呢？
They look always unjoyful.
他们看起来总是不是很喜乐。
But you have to rejoice with Levi and the strangers.
但是你必须与利未人一起喜乐，还与寄居的人一同喜乐。
It's very difficult to rejoice with strangers.
这是非常困难，要与寄居的人喜乐。
How many times you go to the elevator, you see stranger and rejoice with the strangers?
你多少次进入电梯，你会与电梯里的陌生人一同喜乐
？No, you can't. It's hard to rejoice with strangers.
那与陌生人喜乐是很困难的。
And orphans,
还有孤儿
，the widows,
寡妇。
That means everyone.
跟所有的人。
That's what we're supposed to do is rejoice with everyone.
所以我们所当做的就是与不得许多人一同的喜乐。
How is it possible to rejoice with everyone?
那是非常要跟许多人一同喜乐是非常困难的。
And we have to learn from the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们就必须从祝棚节来学习这事。
So brother and sister, this morning,We need to consider how can we rejoice together.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们就来思想，我们如何能一同喜乐。
I think there are a few ways we can all rejoice together.
我想有几点是我们可以一同喜乐的。
First of all, if we give thanks for the forgiveness of our sin.
第一点就是我们为了我们的罪得赦免而献上感谢。
This is something we can all rejoice together.
这是我们都可以一同喜乐的。
Right?Because this is something that we have experienced together.
这是我们一同经历到的。
That's why we gather every Sunday, we before the table, because we can rejoice this together.
所以每个主日我们在桌子面前一同聚集，因为我们可以一同喜乐。
We can rejoice together if we give thanks for God's provisions and presence in the past.
我们可以为着神过去的供应和同在而献上感谢。
We are here today. We have different experiences this year.
我们聚集在这里，我们今年都有不同的经历。
Maybe we have some success. We have some failures.
也许我们有的有成功，有的有失败。
If we rejoice on success, then we cannot rejoice together.
如果我们为了成功而喜乐，我们不能一同喜乐。
But if we rejoice on God's provisions, then we can rejoice together.
但是我们若为了神的供应而喜乐，我们都可以一同喜乐。
This year, some of us are very healthy. Some of us suffer some illness.
有的人很健康，有的人生病。
If we rejoice based on our health, then we cannot rejoice together.
如果我们因着自己的健康而喜乐，我们就不能一同喜乐。
But if we rejoice because the presence of the Lord, then we can rejoice together.
如果我们因着神的同在而喜乐，我们就可以一同喜乐。
So therefore, if we come together, we give thanks for God's provision and His presence, then we can rejoice together.
因此，如果我们聚集在一起，我们为神的供应和神的同在而喜乐，我们就可以一同喜乐。
You know, for 40 years, they ate the manna.
以色列人吃玛拿40年。
That's the provision of the Lord.
这就是神的供应。
You know, God had provided for us for the whole year.
神已经丰富地供应我们一整年。
Therefore, we should give thanks for Him.
因此，我们应当献上感谢。
But not only they ate manna for 40 years.
但是他们不仅吃玛拿四十年。
Deuteronomy told me that for 40 years in the wilderness, their clothes have not worn out.
生命记告诉我们，他们在旷野四十年，他们的衣服没有穿破。
Their sandals have not worn out.
他们脚上的鞋没有穿坏。
This is God's presence.
这就是神的同在。
How can a clothes not be worn out for 40 years?
怎么可能四十年衣服没有穿破？
How can that be possible?
这怎么可能？
That's God's presence.
这是神的同在。
Let me tell you one thing. It's very, very interesting.
我告诉你一件事是很有趣的。
I have a car. 2005.
我有一个2005年的车子。
So this year is 2017. So 12 years old.
现在是2017年，所以已经是12年了。
I have about 160,000 miles on it.
大概有16万里。
But I will surprise you. I have never replaced.My brake shoes on that car.
但是我从来没有换过刹车的
刹车皮。
刹车皮，我从来没有换过刹车皮。
This is true. 160,000 mile, I have not replaced my brake pads.
16万里的车子，却从来没有换过刹车皮。
I took to the mechanics when it was 30,000 mile. I said, check the brake pad.
我送去修车的地方说在三万里的时候说请他检查。
There's plenty of, don't worry about it.
他说这还有很多不用担心。
I went there on 60,000 miles. They said there's plenty of.
当车子6万里的时候，他说还有很多。
I went there 90,000 miles. They said there's plenty of.
我去那里，当车子9万里的时候，他说还有很多。
I gave up.
我就放弃了。
I never check anymore.
我就再也不去检查了。
I have never replaced my brake pad until today.
我从来没有换过这刹车皮。
You know, there's something that was supposed to worn out, but it's not.
有一些东西是应当要坏的，但是却没有。
This is God's presence.
这是神的同在。
It's God's provision.
这是神的供应。
Not only we need to give thanks.For God's presence and provision in the past, we need to give thanks for His presence and His provision in the future.
我们不单单为着神过去的供应和同在而感谢，我们也当为神将来的供应和同在而感谢。
We trust in the Lord with all our hearts and do not lean on our own understanding.
我们专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
This is how we can rejoice together.
这就是我们怎么样能一同喜乐。
We give thanks for the forgiveness of sins.
我们为着 罪的赦免而感谢。
We give thanks for God's provisions and His presence in the past.
我们为着神过去的供应和同在而感谢。
We give thanks for God's provision and presence in the coming days.
我们为着神将来的供应和同在而感谢。
Then we can all rejoice. We can rejoice corporately.
我们就可以一同喜乐。我们可以在团体里面的喜有喜乐。
We can rejoice all the years.
我们可以常年的有喜乐。
We can rejoice in a good year, and we can rejoice in a bad year.
在顺利的年我们可以喜乐，在不顺利的年我们可以喜乐。
So how do we actually practically do that?
我们如何能够实际来操练这？
How do we practice and experience this?
我们如何能实际的来经历这？
Then we learn from what they did in the feast.
我们就从这节期里来学习。
They build this hut.
他们建了这个棚子。
They use three different materials.
他们用三种不同的材料。
They use palm branches.
棕树枝。
They use myrtle branches.
番石榴树枝。
They use willow branches.
柳树枝。
And also, they build something called lulav.
而且他们还做了一个叫 lulav 的东西。
So a lulav is a bouquet.
这 lulav 就是。他把就是把这些树枝捆成一束。
So in the middle is a palm branch. It's very long, very long, very beautiful palm branch. One palm branch.
在中间就是一只很长、很漂亮、很美丽的棕树枝。
And on the right hand side, there are two or three myrtle branch.
在右边就有两三只的番石榴树枝。
And on the left hand side, there are a few willows branch.
在左边就有几只柳树枝。
Then they bind those branches together to form a bouquet, very long bouquet.
然后他们把这些树枝绑在一起，成为一个成为一束。
They call that lulav.
他们就叫这个是 lulav.
So they put the lulav on their right hand.
他们就把这个 lulav 放在他们的右手中。
And then they find a fruit, very much look like lemon, but it's not lemon. Look like lemon.
他们在用一种果子，很像柠檬，但是并不是柠檬。
It is called Ezrach.
就叫做
Ezrach.
Ezrach.
So then they put that Ezrach, the left hand, they hold the Ezrach, the right hand, they hold this lulav, they put it together like that.
他们左手就拿着这个果子，右手就拿着那一串树枝。然后放在一起。
Then they wave like this.
然后他们就这样摇动。
Three times.
三次。
In this direction, three times. Three times over there. Three times in the back. Three times on the left. Three times toward up. Three times downwards.
所以就从这一边，这个方向，这个方向，这个方向，这个方向，上面，下面，六个方向。
In six different directions.
六个不同的方向。
So, what does that mean?
这是什么意思？
How can we learn from this?
我们从这里能学到什么？
There are four different materials.
有四种不同的材料。
Four species.
有四种不同的植物。
First one is palm.
第一是棕树。
Second one is myrtle.
第二是番石榴树枝。
The third one is willows.
第三是柳树枝。
And the fourth one is Ezrach.
第四就是那个果子。
Let's learn from this.
让我们从这里来学习。
Palm branch,
棕树枝。
What palm means spiritually?
棕树的属灵意义是什么？
And we all know this because the Bible said the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree.
我们都知道，圣经说义人要发旺如棕树。
Therefore, palm tree represent the righteousness.
因此，棕树就代表公义。
You know, you remember that in the Revelation, when they saw a multitude of overcomers, and everyone have something in their hands.
你记得在启示录里头看到有许多的得胜者，他们手上都拿了一样东西。
What's in their hands?
他们手中拿的是什么？
A palm branch.
就是棕树枝。
That's righteousness.
这就是公义。
So how do we give thanks to the Lord?
我们如何将感谢归给主？
That we come to the Lord and say, we can come to you because your righteousness.
我们来到主面前说，我们能来到这里是因为你是公义的。
It's not my righteousness.
不是我的公义。
Brother and sister, if we live on this world, try to come to the Lord with our own righteousness, we will never be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这个地上，如果我们要靠着自己的公义来活，我们永远不能成我们不能是公义的。
The only way to rejoice on this earth is to be able to come to the Lord and say, I come here because of your righteousness.
唯一能叫我们喜乐的就是我们来到主面前说，我能够来到这里是因为你是公义的。
It's not because of my righteousness, it's because of your righteousness.
不是因着我的公义，而是因着你的公义。
That's the center of this lulav.
这就是这一树枝中间的这个棕树的意义。
His righteousness.
他是公义的。
That's the foundation of our joy.
那就是我们喜乐的根基。
Then there's a myrtle branch.
那还有番石榴树枝。
So what this myrtle branch symbolize?
这番石榴树枝代表什么？
Then we find God used myrtle tree in the book of Isaiah.
我们看到神用这番石榴树枝在以赛亚书里面。
And God used myrtle tree to describe His compassions.
神用这个番石榴树枝来表明他的怜悯。
God said that no, you are like a thorn bush.
神说你们就像荆棘。
But I will turn a thorn bush into a cypress.
但是我会把荆棘变为松树。
You're like nettles.
你们像藜棘。
But I will turn nettle into the myrtle.
我却将藜棘变为番石榴。
And this is everlasting sign.
这是要为耶和华留名作为永远的证据。
This is God's grace and God's mercy.
这是神的怜悯，这是神的恩典。
Instead of stay as nettle, God turned us into myrtle.
我们不再是荆棘，神使我们变为番石榴。
As an everlasting sign of God's grace, we become the cypress and the myrtle.
作为神怜悯的记号，我们就成为松树，我们就成为番石榴。
We're not worthy to be a cypress or a myrtle.
我们不配成为松树或番石榴。
But it is His grace and His mercy.
因着他的怜悯和他的恩典。
To transform us from nettle into myrtle.
他改变我们从荆棘变为番石榴。
So we have palm branch symbolize His righteousness.
因此我们有棕树枝表明他的公义。
Then we have myrtle branch symbolize his grace and mercy.
我们有番石榴树枝表明他的怜悯和恩典。
And now we have willows of the brook.
然后我们还有柳树枝。
There are only three times or four times the willows were mentioned.
在圣经里只有提到柳树枝三四次。
But we find the psalmist used willows to describe the purpose of his life.
但是我们看到诗人用柳树枝来表明他的他生命的意义。
During the exile, a psalmist wrote a psalm like this.
当在被掳的时候，有一位诗人写下这个诗篇。
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst of it, we hung our harp.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想锡安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上。
Psalmist compared himself to a harp.
诗人将自己比为琴。
A harp has a purpose.
琴是有目的的。
A harp, the purpose of a harp is to praise the Lord.
琴的目的是赞美主。
But when you are exiled in Babylon, there's no reason to use harp anymore.
但是当你被掳到巴比伦以后，你就没有理由再用琴了。
Therefore, the psalmist hung the harp upon the willows.
因此，诗人就将琴挂在柳树上。
And oftentimes, the harp was made of willows.
琴通常就是用柳树枝做成的。
And the willow branches can represent harps.
柳树枝就能代表琴。
And this harp can only be used for Zion.
这琴只能为锡安所用。
Cannot be used in Babylon.
在巴比伦是没有用的。
Therefore, the willow branch represents a person's desire to live his life for the Lord.
因此这柳树枝就代表一个人他的他想为主而活的心愿。
But we all know that sometimes we have this desire, but it's hard to practice.
我们都知道我们常有这样的心愿，但是我们却很难实行。
How can we live our life for the Lord?
我们如何为主而活？
You put the palm branches, the myrtle branches, and willow branches together become a bouquet.
你把棕树枝、番石榴树枝和柳树枝绑在一起，成为一束。
We need His righteousness.We need His mercy and grace in order for us to live for Him.
我们需要他的公义，我们需要他的怜悯和恩典，才能为他而活。
Brothers and sisters, there's no other way.
没有其他的方法。
God used righteousness and grace as the two tools.
神用公义和恩典作为两个工具。
That work in the life of a willows.
在柳树的里面工作。
To turn this.Willows into a harp,
将这柳树改变成为琴
and so the harp can live his life for the Lord.
因此琴就能为主而活
Therefore, the palm branches, the myrtle branches, and the willow branches have been bound together, become a lulav.
因此这棕树枝、番石榴树枝、柳树枝就能绑在一起，成为一束
By God's grace and His righteousness, I can live for the Lord.
借着神的恩典和他的公义，我可以为主而活。
I give thanks to His righteousness. I also give thanks to His grace and mercy.
我为着他的公义而感谢他，我为着他的怜悯和恩典感谢他。
And there's the fruit, the etrog.
还有这个果子。
And in some translation, they translate as a fruit of beautiful trees.
在有的圣经翻译里头说这是美好树的果子
and other translations say the fruit of godly trees
有的翻译说这是敬虔树的果子
and this tells us the intention of our Lord for us
这就说到神向着我们的心意
God wants to make us into a beautiful tree a godly tree
神要使我们成为美好的树成为敬虔的树
And this word godly and this word beautiful is the word they use to describe God himself
而这敬虔这美好这些词是用来形容神的自己
Only God himself is beautiful and godly
只有神的自己才是美好的
But we give thanks to the Lord He has the intention to make us into a beautiful and godly tree
但我们感谢神他也让我们成为美好成为圣洁
But how can we become a beautiful tree and godly tree?
我们如何能够成为美好的树成为敬虔的树
You put this arrow together with the lula
你就把这果子跟那一树跟那树枝放在一起
Your left hand hold this arrow Your right hand hold the lula
你左手拿着果子右手拿着树枝
You put them together
你把它们放在一起
God's righteousness God's grace will turn us into a heart for him
神的怜悯 神的公义就能把我们变成琴
If we live our life like that God will find a beautiful tree and beautiful fruit
如果我们如此生活神就会找着那 美好的树那敬虔的树
Therefore in the Feast of Tabernacle they put this fruits and lulav together
因此在祝棚节他们就把这果子和那树枝放在一起
And they wave before the Lord
在神面前摇动
And in this way God's presence will be with them
若是如此神就与他们同在
And God's mercy God's righteousness will enter into their heart
神的怜悯神的公义就会进入他们的心里
This is what they did during the Feast of Tabernacle
这就是他们在祝棚节所做的
And this gives us a very good understanding on how to give thanks
这我们就能够明白如何献上感谢
And how toBe thankful for.
如何把感谢归给他。
But we still need to understand how do we put this into practice.
但我们仍是要知道我们怎么样能够实际的操练。
Now we're not going to find branches and palm branches and myrtle branches and do things like they did. That's not what we are doing.
我们不能够找一些棕树枝还有那些果子放在一起，这不是我们所做的。
And that's not going to help you either.
这也不能够帮助你。
And it's very hard to find arrowroot today.
而今天也很难找到那个果子。
And there are special farmers in California. They grow for Jews.
在加州有这种特别的农场，他们专门是为犹太人所种的。
That's not what we're here for.
这不是我们在这里的目的。
But we still want to learn how to do this spiritually.
我们人就要知道我们如何来在属灵生活里面来学习。
How do we wave this lulav and ezra spiritually every day in our life?
如何在我们每天生活当中来摇动这树枝和果子？
Have God opened this way for us as well?
神为我们开了这样的路。
There is.
是的，神为我们开了这路。
There are two things they did in the temple that give us some understanding on how to practice this.
在圣殿里他们所做的两件事让我们能够明白如何来实行。
During the Feast of Tabernacle, they did two things in the temple.
在祝棚节他们做了在圣殿里头做两件事。
First one is they call a water pouring ceremony.
第一就是倒水的仪式。
And it's very interesting that the high priest would draw water from the pool of Siloam.
这是很有趣的，这大祭司他会从这示罗池里头取水。
And put into a golden pitcher.
放在一个金水瓶里。
Then he would took that pitcher through the water gate.
然后他将这水瓶带到水门。
Then pour it in a silver basin at the altars.
然后他就倒在祭坛那里的一个饮水盆里。
And the high priest then will recite Isaiah chapter 12 verse 1-3.
然后这大祭司他就背诵以赛亚书十二章一到三节。
And then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away.
到那日你必说，耶和华，我要称谢你，因为你虽然向我发怒，你的怒气已转消。
This is palm branches.
这就是棕树。
You are angry, but your anger had turned away. Is turned away. This is His righteousness.
你本来发怒，但是你的怒气已转消了。这就是棕树。
And you comfort me.
你又安慰了我。
This is myrtle branch.
这就是番石榴树枝。
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.For the Lord God is my strength and song.
看那神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶稣是我的力量，是我的诗歌。
This is the willow branches.
这就是柳树枝。
God become his song.
神成了他的诗歌。
And he has become my salvation.
他也成了我的拯救。
This is the fruit of beautiful tree.
这就是那美好的树的果子。
So you can see that Isaiah have put together this four thing in one prayers.
因此我们看到以赛亚他就把这四样物件放在一个祷告。
How can this become the reality?
这如何能够成为实际？
How the prayer of Isaiah become reality to us today?
以赛亚的祷告如何在今天成为我们的实际？
Then verse 3, Therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
第三节，所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Brother and sister, this is the key.
弟兄姊妹，这就是关键。
This is the waving today.
这就是今天的摇动。
This is putting arrowroot and lulav together today.
这就是把果子和树枝放在一起。
This is waving in six different directions today.
这就是今天我们如何在六个不同的方向来摇动。
Because there is a springs of salvation in us.
因为在我们里面有救恩的泉源。
We need to joyously to draw water from the springs.Of salvation every day.
我们每天都要从这救恩的泉源欢然取水。
And our Lord Jesus said, on the last day of the feast, which is the Feast of Tabernacles.
主耶稣在节期的末日，就是最大之日，就是 祝棚节。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所记，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And John explained right away, but this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰下面就解释，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And this is how we experience this.
这就是我们如何来经历这事。
Today, there is a river, there is a spring of salvation in us.
今天在我们的里面就有活水的泉源。
But how often we actually draw water from the spring of salvation?
但我们是否常在这泉源里头取水？
Sometimes we didn't.
我们常没有。
Sometimes we go days and weeks without drawing waters from the springs of salvation.
我们常常一日过一日却没有在这泉源里取水。
Maybe we're too busy trying to get Palm Branch and Myrtle Branch and Willow Branch and Arrock.
也许你忙着你在寻找棕树枝，在番石榴树枝、柳树枝或是果子。
But the real important thing is draw water from the spring of salvation.
但是最重要的是，你要从这泉源欢然取水。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we experience this the Feast of Tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们如何来经历祝棚节。We can
draw water every single day.
我们每一天都可以取水。
We don't need to wait until July 15th.
我们不需要等到 7月15日。
Every single day, we can draw water from the spring of salvation.
每一天我们都可以从这救恩的泉源欢然取水。
And they did second thing.
还有第二件。
After they finished this water pouring ceremony, and during the evening, the priest would set up a huge lampstand.
当他们做完了这倒水的仪式以后，到晚上这大祭司就会设立了灯台，
75 foot tall，
75尺高的灯台，
lampstand that tall，
是非常高的灯台。
So when they lit up that ceremony they call illumination of temple，
所以他们就点亮这灯台，这就叫做照明圣殿的仪式。
So when the lampstand were lit up, it would illuminate entire city.
当着圣殿，当着灯台被点燃照明了以后，它会照明整个城市。
And the priests and Israel would dance and celebrate under the light.
所以祭司还有以色列人，他们就会在跳舞来庆祝这个光。
Brother and sister, remember Jesus said in John chapter 8, I am the light of the world.
弟兄姊妹，记得主耶稣在约翰福音第八章说：“我是世界的光。”
And then what he said immediately after is very important.
然后他下面说的话是非常重要的。
It's about how can we experience the light.
是告诉我们如何来经历这光。
And he said, "He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness."
他说：“凡跟从我的，就不在黑暗里走。”
But shall have the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。
This is another key for us.
这就是另一个关键。
You know, we need this light.
我们需要这光。
How can we get the light?
我们如何得着这光?
We get the light by following him.
我们若跟随他就能得着这光。
The moment you follow him, you're under the light.
当你在跟随他的那一刻，你就得到这光。
The moment you refuse to follow him, you're in darkness.
当你 拒绝这光的那一刻，你在黑暗里。
This happened every day in our life.
在我们生活中每天都会发生。
This depends whether we have light or without light.
这根据于我们是否有光或是没有光。
The key is following him.
这关键就是跟随他。
If we follow our Lord Jesus, then we walk in light.
如果我们跟随主耶稣，我们就在光中行。
If we refuse to follow our Lord Jesus, we walk in darkness.
我们若拒绝跟随他，我们就在黑暗中行。
This is our practice.
这就是我们的实行。
The practice in our life is we follow him.
我们在生活当中的实行就是跟随他。
So these two things go together.
所以这两件事是一起的。
You draw water from the spring of salvation.
你从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
When you draw the water from the spring of salvation, you immediately understand where Jesus is.
当你从救恩的泉源欢然取水，你立刻就知道主耶稣在哪里。
Then you need to make a second step is to follow him.
然后你要走第二步就是跟随他。
So this is our life.
这就是我们的生活。
To draw water from the spring of salvation and to follow him.
从救恩的泉源欢然取水，而且跟随他。
If you continue to practice this, then you will have the lulav and erot together every day.
如果你如此来生活，你就每天你都会有这树枝还有那果子在一起。
And this is the secret of celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles.
这就是来守这祝棚节的秘诀。
You can celebrate, you can give thanks when you are healthy. You can give thanks when you are not healthy.
你可以来庆祝，当你健康的时候，你可以感谢；当你生病的时候，你也可以感谢。
No, in early October, Joyce fell ill in Taipei.
当十月庆云姊妹在台北生病的时候。
So how can we give thanks?
我们如何献上感谢
？When you are ill in a foreign in another country.
当你在另一个国家生病。
Where you do not have insurance coverage.
那里你没有保险。
But we do thank the Lord because in Taipei you can find out the root cause very, very quickly.
但是我们很感谢，因为在台北你可以很快就找到它的病因。
In two days, the root cause was identified.
在两天之内，我们就找到了这个病因。
Because in Taipei, everything is centralized in hospital.
因为在台北，所有这个所有的医院都是有中心制的电脑。
So you went in and they say you need to do a blood test. Then you go do a blood test. Then you wait until blood test result coming back. And the doctor will see that result again and say the next step. All in the same visit.
所以你就去医院，然后做了一个血液的检查，然后这血液检查很快就会回来，然后医生就会拿到的这个结果。都是发生在同一次去医院。
If you need to do further tests, they will order the further tests. You can do the tests in the hospital.
如果你需要做更多的检查，你都可以在这医院里头做。
And all the results are centralized and collected in the computer.
而所有的结果都是由中心的电脑来处理。
So in 2 days, the root cause was identified.
因此在两天，我们就已经找到了这病因。
So we gave thanks to the Lord for that.
因此我们为此感谢主。
And we give thanks to the Lord because it's in Taipei and not in Holland.
我们也感谢主，因为这发生在台北而不是在荷兰。
如果是 If it happened other than Taipei, it would be more difficult.
如果不是发生在台北，就非常的困难。
We thank the Lord it happened in Taipei.
我们感谢主发生在台北。
Then we thank the Lord that it is possible to have surgery done right there in Taipei.
我们也感谢主，因为在台北马上就可以动手术。
And we thank the Lord that we have a very good doctors.
我们感谢主，因为我们有很好的医生。
We thank the Lord that I have sisters. She has sister in Taipei.
我很感谢主，我有姐姐，她有姐妹在台北。
Although we don't have insurance coverage.We thank the Lord that the healthcare cost is affordable.
虽然我们没有医药保险，但是那里的医药的费用是可以负担的。
So therefore, you can still find many, many reasons to give thanks.
所以可以找到许多原因让我们能献上感谢。
Brother and sister, it's not about whether you have prosperity or you don't have prosperity. You'll always be able to find reason to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，不在于你是否是富裕或不是，你总是可以找到原因能够献上感谢。
If you can find reason to give thanks, you will have joy.
如果你能找着感恩的原因，你就能有喜乐。
Whether a person is joyful has nothing to do with how much this person has.
一个人是否喜乐，跟他有多少财富没有关系。
Has no relationship to that.
完全没有关系。
If whether a person is joyful depend on whether this person can find reason to give thanks.
一个人是否喜乐是在于他是否能找着感恩的原因。
Therefore, Bible said, always give thanks. Give thanks in everything.
因此圣经就说凡事要感谢。
This is the Lord's purpose in Christ Jesus for all of us.
这是神在耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
It's a very good exercise.
这是非常好的操练。
There is no better spiritual exercise than this exercise.
没有比这更好的属灵操练。
Is to give thanks.
就是感谢。
Rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
Pray unceasingly.
不住祷告。
Give thanks in everything.
凡事谢恩。
This is Lord's purpose in Christ Jesus for all of us.
这是神在主耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we're waiting for this Feast of Trumpets now.
弟兄姊妹, 现在我们在等待这吹号节。
You know, the Passover happened. The unleavened bread already happened.
逾越节已经过了。
The Feast of First Fruits happened already.
这逾越节已经过了, 初孝节已经过了,
and the Pentecost happened already.
五旬节也过了。
So we're in the summertime.
我们现在在夏季。
It's very close to the Feast of Trumpets.
已经非常跟这个吹角节是非常接近。
So as we celebrate the Thanksgiving, we're contemplating the Feast of Tabernacles.
因此当我们来庆祝感恩节的时候, 我们来思想祝棚节。
Are we prepared for the trumpet?
我们是否预备好了对这吹角节。
And Bible said the trumpet shall sound.
在圣经说号筒要响。
We don't know exactly which day the trumpet shall sound.
我们不知道哪一天这号筒会响起。
But by the time you hear the trumpet, it's a bit late.
但是当你听到号筒响的时候已经迟了。
Therefore, the time to prepare is now.
因此现在就是要预备的时候。No,
you can't wait until the Feast of Trumpets.
你不能等到吹号节发生的时候。Because
when the trumpet sound, everything go very quickly.
因为当号筒响的时候，每件事情就很快就发生了。Then
July 1st, you got the trumpet. Then July 10th, you got the judgment. Then July 15th, you have Feast of Tabernacles.
因此7月1号是吹角节 7月10号就是审判日 然后15号就是祝棚节
So we don't have much time
我们没有太多的时间
When the trumpet sounds
当号角吹响的时候
Therefore we need to prepare now
因此我们必须现在就预备好
And this is the day we prepare for the trumpet
今天就是我们预备吹号节的时候
So every time we celebrate We think about God's provisions and His presence. We need to prepare ourselves for the Feast of Trumpets.
因此每一次我们聚集的时候，我们感谢神的预备和他的同在，我们就要预备好，这吹为了吹角节。We
shall always remember is His righteousness.
我们要记得他是公义的。Now
our enemy put us down by having us depend on our own righteousness.
这仇敌常常 来击垮我们, 让我们靠着自己的公义。
Our spouse will put us down by showing us our own righteousness.
但我们的配偶也会击垮我们, 用我们自己的公义。
But our salvation is His righteousness.
但是我们的救恩是他的公义。
And we also need to remember it's His grace and His mercy.
我们也要记住是他的怜悯, 他的恩典。
We also want to come to the Lord and confess, my life is not for me, my life is for you.
我们要来到主面前承认，我不是为自己活，我是为主活。
In order to have the reality of this life, I need to draw water from the spring of salvation every day.
为了要有这生命的实际，我必须每天从这救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Once I know the Lord's heart is, I need to be able to follow Him.
当我知道神的心意, 我就要来跟随他。
And as I follow Him, I find myself in light.
当我跟随他的时候, 我就在光中行。
Then I will not be afraid of hearing the trumpet.
我就不再惧怕听见这个号角声。
Because you are like those wise virgins, you prepare.
因为你是那聪明的童女，你是预备好的。
You have lights.
你有光。
You're ready for the trumpet.
你已经预备好为了这吹角。
If we you do not have lights,
你就没有光。
We're not ready for the trumpets.
你就没有预备为这吹角节而预备。
So as we come to the end of this year, we are gone through this Thanksgiving.
当我们来到这一年的末了，我们刚过了感恩节。
Let's all prepare ourselves.
让我们预备自己。
For that trumpet.
为着那吹角。
For the judgment seat of Christ.
为着基督的审判台。
And for the millennium kingdom.
为着千年国度。
Don't think it's too far away.
你不要以为这是很远的。
It will come in the sprinkling of eyes.
在一刹时，转眼之间就来了。
And it will happen so quickly.
它发生的非常快。
So may the Lord have mercy on all of us.
因此愿神怜悯我们。
So we can hear his desire.
让我们听见他的心意。
So we can all rise up and prepare ourselves.
让我们都能起来预备自己。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that in this day you're still willing to speak to us.
父，我们感谢你，今天你仍旧向我们说话。
We pray that all of us will be able to hear your voice.
我们祷告，愿我们每一个人都能听见你的话语。
And we pray that your word will make an impression in our heart.
我们祷告，愿你的话语能够深深刻在我们心里。
So we know.How to become a person who knows how to give thanks to the Lord.
让我们成为知道如何感谢神的人。
We know how to rejoice corporately.
让我们能知道如何在团体里一同喜乐。
And we thank you that you put us in the body of Christ.
我们感谢你把我们放在基督身体里。
So we can continue to encourage one another.
我们可以继续彼此激励。
May the Lord, To keep your own word in our heart.
愿主保守这些话语在我们心里。
So we can continue to draw waters from the springs of salvation.
让我们不断地从这救恩的泉源欢然取水。
We can also follow you and find ourselves walking in light.
我们可以跟随你在光中行。
We thank you for this time.
为这段时间，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。